This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Nolan?
Yes, sir?
University of Mary today on What's on Your Mind. We're the Gary Thompson School of Business, broadcasting live today. Another hour. Congressman Kevin Cramble will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall for the full hour. And he's actually calling us from a train where all the members of the Republican House and Senate members, congressmen, and also senators are headed for the retreat. So he'll be cruising down the railway. Chatting with us and taking your calls, your questions, your comments on what's on your mind today. So join us for that. More of the president's comments, some of the highlights from last night's State of the Union address, in case you missed it. Listen to these closely as we play them and just find, listen closely enough to say, what in this could I disagree with? What would it take for me to disagree with this? Listen to this. Go ahead. Sorry, roll it.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream. So to every citizen watching at home tonight, no matter where you've been or where you've come from, this is your time. If you work hard, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in America, then you can dream anything. You can be anything. And together, we can achieve absolutely anything.
Now, I don't know how you don't get goosebumps from that, right? Unless you just are consumed with your hatred for the person who's saying it. I'm saying, listen to the words. Hey, it's America. You work hard. You believe in yourself. You believe in America. You can do anything you want. Whether it's a school teacher saying it, a president of the United States saying it, a friend, a mentor, a pastor, whatever, to me, those are inspiring words. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us for his assessment. He was in the chamber last night as the president delivered that address to a special guest up in the rafters, Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries, who is right now building the wall, one of the prototypes that actually could become the wall as well. So interesting guest last night as well. Lots to talk about. Your calls, your questions, your comments in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome, as always, at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. Congressman Cramer, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Scott. If it sounds a little noisy or if I should lose you, I'll call you back, but I'm on Amtrak train with my House and Senate colleagues en route to the Republican retreat to talk about many of the issues that the president outlined yesterday. We'll be with the vice president today and then with President Trump tomorrow as they join us to talk a little political strategy around these very important policy matters we talked about last night.
You have been in that chamber for other addresses by a president of the United States. You have obviously been part of politics in North Dakota for decades. How do you compare last night, President Trump, to other State of the Union addresses?
Well, let me start with the dark side first, Scott. In all of our years of having to sit there and listen to Barack Obama lecture us about how, an apologist for American exceptionalism, we stood for applause lines. We stood out of respect for the things that we agreed with. We stood perhaps less enthusiastically about some things we didn't agree with him wholeheartedly on. But we never sat on our hands. We never dressed in uniform to make a protest statement. We never went to our knee when the president would talk about how we're proud to stand for our flag. And this nonsense, this contempt that the left has for our president is not only disgusting, but I think it's increasingly unappealing to the American public. And I don't think it can go without comment. It's certainly not without comment from me, because it's frankly undermining the confidence of our country. And I know that's their goal, is to divide. But Donald Trump did his best to unite again last night, casting what I thought was a fantastic vision for our country, while at the same time celebrating our successes and not apologizing for us, but rather celebrating America's exceptionalism. It was great to have an America First message from our president.
This text just came in from a listener in Williston saying, from what I seen last night, the Democratic lawmakers didn't just brand themselves as anti-Trump, but they branded themselves as anti-American. It seems to me that the president has sort of played them in a sense that what he said is something we largely all should agree on, and yet they have this petulant, childlike, reaction to it. A listener last hour said, I think the president should have handed out pacifiers for the Democrats. I mean, people see this. They understand that. And I'm not talking about politicals. I'm not talking about the swamp. I'm saying, out here in flyover country, it's not hard to hear what he said, process it, and then look at the reaction from the left and say exactly what this listener in Williston is saying. That's anti-American.
Well, it is. And I think, the president, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And he was himself last night, but at the same time, I think we have to acknowledge that he was the better part of himself last night. While his convictions remained true, his tone and demeanor was very measured. It was very appropriate. It had the right amount of energy, while at the same time, somber in when it was necessary. I mean, not everything he talked about was celebration. He pointed to some pretty tragic situations in our country, but then pointed to the heroism of first responders, our military, the courage of parents of slain victims of illegal immigrant gangs. And I just thought that he delivered it perfectly and beautifully. And I think that there is a gross political miscalculation on the left. I mean, the fact that Democrats had 5 response speeches because no one faction of their party to determine who the spokesperson should be, tells you that the civil war, political civil war in this country, is not within the Republican Party. In fact, I saw a headline today, and I think it was The Hill, that said the Republican unity is gaining strength. And I think you saw that on display last night. And the contrast is that there's confusion on the left. It's got to be fair. Not every Democrat acted, horribly last night. Some of them, you were quite noble. I thought Joe Manchin, for example, he looked like the loneliest man on the left side of the aisle. He stood for every proper ovation, while many around didn't, and a few others. But a lot of them were clearly in.
Can you hear us, Kevin? Congressman Kramer, by the way, checking in on the Talk Radio Town Hall today, en route to the retreat that all Republicans in the House and Senate are attending, along with Vice President Pence today and President Trump tomorrow. So they're literally on a train right now heading that way. I want to play Congressman Kramer a clip from the speech last night, and I'm sure either he's calling us back or we're calling him back here, so we'll get him back on the line. But wondering how much he thinks the whole immigration debate is the reason for this reaction from the Democrats. Pull me up a clip, if you would, on immigration from last night. Nolan, let's play that while we're waiting for Kevin to reconnect here.
In the next few weeks, the House and Senate will be voting on an immigration reform package. In recent months, my administration has met extensively with both Democrats and Republicans to craft a bipartisan approach to immigration reform. Based on these discussions, we presented Congress with a detailed proposal that should be supported by both parties as a fair compromise, one where nobody gets everything they want, but where our country gets the critical reforms it needs and must have. To begin moving toward a merit-based immigration system, one that admits people who are skilled, who want to work, who will contribute to our society, and who will love and respect our country.
Thank you.
I just was playing a clip from the president's speech specifically on immigration. Again, I thought very common sense, laying it out. Hey, we got a debate, but here's what we need to use as the way of parameters. Is that what's going on here? Is that why there is this this vitriolic response to everything he's done? Is it all about immigration and protecting illegal immigrants?
Well, what I don't understand, Scott, from the left is what he's laying out is three times more generous than what Barack Obama proposed. I mean, I thought the president's four-prong approach to immigration, the four pillars, was the perfect, job of teeing up the debate. Now, it's similar to what he did with tax reform, by the way, and it becomes the framework to work for all of us to work from. It's similar to the Good Lab bill, but much, much more generous with Dreamers. Our bill provides a three-year legal status for Dreamers. He's offering up permanent citizenship for 1.8 million of them. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry about that. We just hit a bump here.
sound like you have bumped your phone out of your hand. That was something significant.
Yeah,
back with more after this. On What's on Your Mind? Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Freedom stands tall over one more monument. This one, this Capitol, this living monument
This is the monument to the American people.
Who can disagree with that? But they did. Hey, friends, it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by our friends at Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Valley City. Your chance to take a look at a sharp set of wheels. Two great stores, one in Bismarck, one in Valley City. This week's featured vehicles at the Valley City store. Not just one vehicle. They have deals all over the store today. Today only, their end-of-the-month sale, their new car inventory is priced under invoice. So let me give you two examples of the deals you find during the sale. 2014 Kia Optima, gray color, local trade, 55,000 miles on it, $13,740. Or black 2012 Toyota Camry. This one has about 70,000 miles on it, $11,658. And those are just a few of the bargains you'll find at the end of the month sale today only. Hop online, check it out, PucklettsValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City. They're online at Pucklett.com. And, of course, Pucklett is North Dakota's home for Chevy. So before the break, you told us about a little bump, and now we know that that little bump had to do with an actual collision of the train and a garbage truck somewhere en route to this thing. Is everybody okay?
Well, I don't know that they are, Scott, unfortunately. The driver, I don't know if it was the driver or somebody from the truck laying out on the ground. Unfortunately, we have a number of doctors on board because Dr. Bill Cassidy was a United States Senator. Brad Winstrup, Dr. Winstrup is a war veteran and surgeon. And, he's in the house. In fact, he was the person that saved Steve Stevens' life on the baseball field when he was shot last year. So, yeah, it's quite an ordeal, to say the least. I'm looking at the garbage truck. Is the back end has been separated from the cab, and the garbage is all over the ditch. And, I don't know that everyone's okay. I will tell you one thing, though. I've just experienced the power of a train, because while it was definitely a jolt, it didn't even really move us from our seat, which is a valuable lesson, people. Do not challenge a train at a crossing.
So where, and you're en route from Washington, D.C. to North Carolina, is that right?
West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia, okay. And that's right, Greenbrier's in West Virginia. I've been thinking North Carolina all morning. Where are you now? Like,
I don't know. Somewhere in Virginia, probably a third of the way between Washington and Greenbrier. Dr. Cassidy has no money, as a matter of fact, to go out. Wow. Well, anyway, it's quite a scene.
Say that again one more time.
I said Dr. Cassidy just walked by on his way to the scene, and Dr. Winstrup just ahead of him. So grateful to have these guys on board, to say the least.
Yeah, because there's no emergency responders or anything yet.
Nope, there aren't. Although we're hearing sirens now, so we are in a community. It's a small town, as you might know. There are a lot of these small towns in Virginia.
And it's probably safe to say this is going to slow down your trip to the retreat, I'm guessing. You're probably going to get a new train or a new...
I don't know what all will be involved. The thing, too, Scott, you have to remember is we have a lot of police officers on board, as you might imagine. We have helicopters that cover our topside and a lot of security. So it has it raises lots of interesting issues for a secure moving vehicle like we're in right now.
We're chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's our weekly talk radio town hall, and he is en route to the retreat that President Trump and Vice President Pence will attend with all the members of the Republican caucus in the House and the Senate that will be happening over the next couple of days. So, just a few minutes before we went to break before, there was a loud bang, and when we came back from the break, we found out that was because the train actually collided with a garbage truck that was on the tracks. And now the individual that was driving the garbage truck is being attended to by two members of Congress who happen to be doctors. So if you have a question or comment for Kevin, call us. 258-0550 is our local number, 258-0550, toll free at 800-228-0550. I have a bunch of texts I want to get to here. today from listeners saying, how about getting someone on for the North Dakota Democratic Party, NPL, to justify Heidi's actions over the past week? I'd love to hear that. It's time to smoke out the rest of the rats, and that includes good old North Dakota, says Marty. We tried that often, and you should know that we afford Senator Heitkamp the same opportunity we afford Congressman Kramer to come on and take calls and be a regular part of this, and she repeatedly tells us she doesn't have time for that. So we have tried others in the party. It's certainly worth trying. One thing I do want to ask you about specific to Senator Heitkamp is the vote this week on a piece of legislation you supported that has been passed repeatedly in the House, and that was the pain-capable abortion ban. So when by science we know that a baby can feel pain at 20 weeks, the idea of this was to say, let's at least draw the line there. When we know a child in the mother's womb can feel pain, that needed 60 votes to get past the Senate. It got 51, but not 60. One of the votes against that was Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who, in addition to voting against it, decided to give a little high five to Chuck Schumer moments after it. What was your reaction to all that?
I understand that senators don't have a lot of time to come on the radio, but I don't have any time to watch senators. So, we really are busy in the House. My reaction to the no vote, I mean, it's not like she's ever pretended to be pro-life, I don't think. The North Dakota's elected her knowing that she's anti-life. So I'm not, I don't know if I'd be surprised by it. I mean, it continues to be appalling to those of us who have to wonder, how do you knowingly allow the killing of a human being that's got to live through the pain before they're killed? And it's just one of those things. It's a fight we have to remain in. It's going to be a long haul fight. We have to continue to use science to demonstrate what's obvious to a lot of people. But it is what it is, and I hope that North Dakotans send a strong message that hey, we need you to reflect our values. And I get that message on a regular basis, and we just need to make sure that all of our members get it. It's one of those consistent messages, by the way, from North Dakotans. It's not like anybody should be confused by where we are on it.
Here's another text that says, at this point, the only thing that would get Democrats to agree with Donald Trump is if he would resign. They have no interest whatsoever in working with Trump on anything. Republicans just need to move forward. Agree or disagree?
Well, I do agree with that, but the only way for that to happen would be for Senate Republicans to change the rules in the Senate. And even at that, with only 51 senators and John McCain being one of them who hasn't been able to get out, in Washington for a long time, it's an awfully thin margin. But I do agree that we're going to have to move on. If he's getting on board or not getting on board, I will tell you this, Scott. Last night, there were a lot of uncomfortable Democrats. They're sitting on their hands and yet sort of, bouncing in their seat, not sure if they get up and applaud or not, looking at Nancy Pelosi to see if she'll give them a thumbs up. I think we can have an impact.
I want to pick up on that when we come back, because it was definitely uncomfortable. More after this with Congressman Kramer. Don't go away.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543543. That's FUN66 to 543543.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
University of Mary today with a broadcast. Congressman Kevin Cramer, somewhere between Washington, D.C. and West Virginia, making his way to the Republican retreat that House and Senate members are in. He's on a train that the Speaker of the House is on, and all of the leadership of the Republican Party, and all heading down there. And as we were talking earlier, there was quite a loud bang. We learned shortly after that that the train had actually hit a garbage truck that was on the tracks. National media hasn't picked up on this yet, but they no doubt will be swooping in before long. And that's no small thing to have an incident of that happen when you're actually on the train. So it's quite the deal. We'll have Kevin kind of set the scene for us here in just a moment on what's on your mind. Our Delta call of the day is our opportunity to celebrate our callers, and we encourage folks in the oil and gas industry to make Delta their call of the day, because one call does it all. If you call Eric and the team and say, look, I need turnkey. I need you guys to just get it done on time, on budget, go, do it. That's what they do. 406-250-8151 is the number. DeltaConstructors.net and Nolan, let's celebrate a caller. Yesterday,
I want him to bring recognition to any Medal of Honor winner, because we've called upon our men and women in service for so many years now. We should not let this State of the Union speech go by each and every year without recognition to at least one Medal of Honor winner.
Yes, and boy, members of the military, so many great stories highlighted last night. I thought that was really an amazing thing, and that caller wanted a Medal of Honor recipient recognized. We all talked a little bit about Clint Romachet, who, of course, sits on Congressman Cramer's Veterans Advisory Board, and the recognition he got during the Obama years. Never a bad idea. Appreciate the call very much. Congressman Cramer, the story is breaking now, just seeing at least one Twitter post about this, so somebody's picking up on it. What's the latest from there?
Well, the latest is that a fire truck is coming up, but we have a whole bunch of doctors on board there, and some doctors, I think, are actually seen to some people on the train itself, and I see Father Patrick, our chaplain, has gone outside, and a lot of our members right now are holding hands and praying, frankly, Scott. It's quite something to see. A bunch of members of Congress that go into the only place they can go in a time like this. And it's really quite remarkable, Scott. I don't know how to describe it except to tell you it's remarkable, it's shocking, it's It's not encouraging from what I can tell from here. And of course, we have a whole bunch of police officers and security detectives who are looking out for the rest of us. You know,
who is all on the train?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, there's several carloads. We took several buses from the Capitol for the Union Station to get on board. But I mean, you know, you need a senator, there's a good chance they're on board. Because Cory Gardner, just saw James Langford, I just saw, Bill Cassidy, of course, as I mentioned earlier. I don't know that, I haven't seen Paul Ryan yet, but Kathy McMorris Rogers, our conference chair. I guess about everybody you could think of in Congress, I just picked a few.
Jake Sherman just tweeted, the train carrying GOP lawmakers to the retreat in West Virginia has collided with a dump truck. Initial reports indicate everything is okay. Doesn't sound like that's completely accurate, right? And certainly not okay for the...
It's okay on the train, I think. But I wouldn't... I mean, I just want to... They were just doing CPR on one of the workers that was in the truck. So, I don't know.
Would you like to let us let you go and kind of assess what's going on and join the others? That are you okay for?
I'm okay, Scott. I'm just as well, frankly, reporting to you guys what's going on. So I'm fine. There are a lot of people, and a lot of them are just curious, and a lot of them are doing what we do best, especially the doctors. And we're just so grateful to have these doctors that are members of Congress, not only for their incredible intellectual contribution to policy, but times like this, we're just really, really glad they're ours.
Yeah, no kidding. Another tweet here says, from a staffer on the GOP train to the Greenbrier, we were just going along and hit something, now we're stopped. Staffer says he thinks one person is a little banged up. So again, I don't know if that's somebody on the train or not. I always think of the people that are obviously the engineers in that front engine, coming across a dump truck is no easy feat as well. You were in the last car, as you mentioned, and we heard you on the air talk about the fact that it was quite a bang. If you going back to the State of the Union a little bit, and by the way, if you have any questions or comments for Kevin, certainly welcome it to 258-0550. One texter now wants has a question on this saying, did the train derail or only damage to the trunk? It's still on the tracks, right?
The train's on the tracks. We were able to stop quite smoothly, so I can't imagine the train's out of the tracks at all. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't sustained some sort of damage. But I will tell you, again, Scott, that the clearest, obviously I've never seen a train hit a truck before, and I hope I never do again. Certainly don't want to be on in either one, but the power of the train is quite remarkable. I mean, we're talking about a fully loaded, heavy steel garbage truck that is, separated in half on the side of the tracks, and the train seemingly is, in full working condition, able to stop smoothly, albeit quickly. Just is a testimony to just how massive and powerful a train is, and why you never cross a track that's got a signal, a stop signal, or cross signs of any type. Now, I don't know what the garbage truck was doing or what signals were like or anything like that, but I can tell you that the outcome isn't good for that truck.
Yeah, they're tweeting out photos of that now, and I can see what you're talking about, garbage everywhere and the truck in some mangled state, which you'd understand it could very well be. Chris in Watford City for Congressman Kramer. Let's go there next, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for supporting the president in an inspirational message. And the congressmen that are going to this retreat, I hope that you guys can galvanize around a hopeful future and use the unified hatred. They talk about the Democrat base being fired up. And in news interviews yesterday, preparatory to the State of the Union, they were gloating about how fired up their base is. And people talked about hatred of our president as one of those elements and how they were looking forward to growth in the midterms in their congressional seats. Because of it, acknowledging fully that they're driven in part by hatred. So I hope you guys galvanize on that in a positive way and take that step we need you to take and lead and win. Please, by all means, do that.
Yeah. No, that's well said, and Scott, and that really, you really are sensing that. I mean, our leadership is fully behind this president, and they say it every day. I mean, Paul Ryan reminds us every day, as well as Kevin McCarthy and Catherine F. Norris Rogers, Steve Scalise, all of our leadership, every day reminds us of how good it is to have a president that agrees with us and we agree with him and we work so well together. Like I said, the headlines today in Washington were GOP unity is growing, and it's at a pretty high level already.
And here's an excerpt from the speech last night. Tonight, I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, and creed. So, I mean, the Republicans obviously have got the memo. Trump's the president. And look what we can do when we work together, tax cut being a fine example. The president saying, hey, any Democrats, you want to come and work together. I don't know what more you can do. What will the intent of the of the retreat be? What is the main theme? What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, well, we do this every year. The Republicans do one, and Democrats do one every year. And the theme, I think, is going to be a lot is going to be focused on the immigration plan that the president presented, and a lot of it will be focused, I think, on infrastructure, and then the larger the high level, you know, budget caps and what numbers we're aiming at, and how we're going to get to that, so that we can move on with the full funding of the military. Remember, Scott, the House of Representatives, for the third time this year, passed full funding for our military yesterday and sent it over to the Senate with the promise from the Senate leadership that they're going to force a vote on it this time. So that will be a very telling vote to see if, in fact, Senate Democrats mean what they say when they say they want to fund our military. And we're going to give them that chance. It's going to be a straight up down vote for culture, and we'll see if they can get to 60 or how many Democrats from right states they cut loose to vote in a way that won't matter. And I also think the test for whether or not we ought to change the rules in the Senate, especially on appropriations, especially when it comes to supporting the defense of the country, and see if we can to convince some people we need to go with a 51-vote majority on it, these important appropriations bills. We cannot hold our military hostage for illegal immigration policy. And so it's going to be an interesting test. But I think we'll talk about those things this weekend. I expect, as often is the case, a lot of frustration by House Republicans will be expressed to Leader McConnell and over these archaic rules. And we cannot acquiesce our authority to a minority. And I think it's important because I think voters need to see the outcomes when they elect the wrong people. I think with a 60-vote margin, it's too easy to sort of hide behind the process, which is what often happens in the Senate.
Tim in Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Quickly, go ahead, sir.
I would just like to know who paid for the black uniforms for the Democrats last night.
Well, I imagine each of them paid for their own, but this is the second year in a row that Democrats have chosen to dress in uniform in solidarity. They last night were standing with Hollywood. That's where the black comes from. So they stood with Hollywood. I was very proud of our Republican women members who wore red, white, and blue to stand with our military. So it's a pretty clear example of the difference between the two parties right now. The Democrats right now are in what I call protest mode. Everything is a protest. Everything. I mean, they protest every motion. They protest every floor speech. They debate, protest rulings of the chair and rulings of the speaker. It's all about protest, and none of it has anything to do with anything constructive. If they care, for example, just think about the dream ratio, you guys. The president, Donald Trump, is offering not amnesty, not legal status, not green cards. He is offering citizenship to 1.8 million dreamers, and Democrats are mad about it.
Yeah, go figure. Tim, appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll talk about Congressman Kramer's guest at the State of the Union and get an update on that train derailment when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They're champions in my book.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, we're back on What's On Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall is always interesting. We get a lot of guests, a lot of topics, a lot of ground covered on the program with Congressman Kevin Cramer every week, but we've never had him live on a train before. I mentioned that earlier, making its way down to West Virginia for a retreat, and certainly now turn into live coverage of an unfortunate tragic accident with a train colliding with a garbage truck that was on the track. And we were talking with Congressman Cramer literally as the train hit that truck. All we can tell right now is the train is on the track. It is not derailed. However, obviously, the garbage truck and its driver in some condition of peril. Anything new on the on the medical front with the driver? I know some doctors actually from the train, members of Congress, got out to help, right? Now the authorities are there?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Yeah, Mike Burgess, our doctor, Mahoney, I think is his name. And then there's Bill Cassidy, who I think a lot of people know from Graham Cassidy fame. Brad Winstrup, House member, Larry Bouchon, a cardiologist, House member. I serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee with a lot of these doctors because, of course, we have health care oversight, so I know them all quite well. And we're just grateful that they're, like I said, we're just grateful they're with us. But now that the fire and rescue units have all shown up from the area, lots and lots of people, lots of first responders, both on board and at the accident scene itself, the truck scene itself. I've not seen them move anybody or transport anybody as yet, though.
All right. So our thoughts and prayers certainly for that individual and everybody responding. And meanwhile, you're sitting still, obviously, there as we count this down. Talk about your decision to invite Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries, who's one of the finalists to build the wall, to be with you at the event yesterday.
It was a call once the idea was presented to me. I said, absolutely, because it's the perfect reflection of our time and of North Dakota's prominence. Once again, you know, here's Fisher Sand and Gravel, or Fisher Industries, one of the six companies in the country that was chosen to build a prototype for the wall for the president and the Homeland Security folks to review, at least, you know, the first wave, if you will. So his company is built as the first wave. And now, sometime in the next couple of weeks, we believe the president himself should go down and review the prototypes. I've been very regular contact with people at Homeland Security and the appropriate people at White House presenting Tommy's plan. And if anybody sees it, and I encourage people to learn as much as they can about the type of workmanship. Now, Fisher Industries, of course, is headquartered in Dickinson, founded by Fisher, Tommy's dad. And they've become one of the largest aggregate companies in the country. They're huge projects. They have the largest bridge span in the country is a bridge that they built in Nevada, one that people said could never be built. And they did it successfully. And he's got a patent process that allows a very fast construction of a 32-foot wall that's 2.5 feet thick, solid concrete, a solid pour that can, and he's got a bond that guarantees 800 miles of it at the cost of less than $12 billion. It's just a remarkable story, Scott. It highlights North Dakota ingenuity and innovation, at the same time highlights the importance, that important pillar of President Trump's immigration plan, and that is border security and the importance of a structure that deters illegal immigration into the United States across the Mexican border. It's not the only way illegal immigrants can get in, but it is a very major one. And in addition, interestingly, his product, they can make it waterproof. They can build a 32-foot wall on the Rio Grande, or right on the banks of the Rio Grande, and when it floods, it serves as a flood barrier, a dike, if you will, in addition to a barrier for illegal immigration. So it's a high value, highly innovative, and very effective invention on Fisher Industries' part. So Tommy, I will tell you, Tommy has gotten a lot of attention. He got a lot of attention when we announced that he was my guest. He got a lot of national news attention. He was on Fox and Friends twice in the last week, I think. When I introduced him to the president said, I know exactly who you are. So he didn't have to guess. He didn't have to tell his story. So it was really rewarding, I think, and an excellent example of North Dakota workmanship and innovation in a product that is in high demand.
There was a fellow by the name of Nicholas Ernst who wrote a letter to the editors in Valley City, and he was actually taking issue with your invite, saying, North Dakota's home to all these great people, law enforcement, firefighters, veterans, teachers, nurses, countless others, and instead you decide to, rather than invite them, invite somebody to make a political statement. What would you say about that?
Well, okay. I mean, if highlighting a successful family business in North Dakota, one that was started by a man and a shovel, and passed on to his children, who grew it into an even larger industry, now
with the third generation of Fishers joining the company and becoming one of the premier companies in the country. If that example of North Dakota innovation, work ethic, and ingenuity doesn't send a strong political message, then I'd be disappointed. I think one of the big problems with the left, and frankly, the Democratic Party in North Dakota has really, really gravitated to that far left extreme of the National Party. Paying business is bad. The business itself isn't noble. But even charity from business is somehow an obligation. And the reality is that when your company that went from one person to employing 1,300 people, and by the way, 1,300 people who are now getting a lot more money, thousands of more dollars in their paycheck because of a Republican tax cut, if that's making a political statement, I hope it's successful.
All right, we'll leave it there. Congressman Kevin Cramer, our thoughts and prayers with everybody as part of a stressful situation down there. Keep us posted on that. We'll chat with you again soon. Thank you, sir. God bless.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.